Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Death and injury in a bus accident on a highway northwest of New York City. The bus went off the road and down an embankment.
40 children and 4 adults were on board. With the damaged bus on its side, rescuers reached the windows using a ladder to bring passengers to safety.
At this time, we have 2 confirmed fatalities, both adults, and several serious injuries.
The injured, including several students in critical condition, were brought to 6 area hospitals.
CBS News correspondent Michael George. The union representing entertainment industry writers is planning to hold talks for a 3rd straight day Friday with major industry producers. Writers have been striking since May. Actors are also on strike against many of the same TV and movie productions. Meantime, about the auto worker strike against the Big 3, the UAW now plans a mid-morning announcement that is expected to include new strike targets in addition to the 3 plants now already closed by strike.
Cornell University labor professor Art Wheaton says a second round could be based on how the UAW views the car makers' offers.
You treat me nice, we won't escalate. You give me bad offers, then we're going to cause more plants to go out.
Biggest harm to car makers, big pickup plants and parts plants.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert. With the prospect of a partial federal government operation shut down at the end of the month, one House of Congress having a really hard time getting its act together.
What collapsed on the House floor is something that is so fundamentally easy for Congress traditionally that it's an ominous sign moving forward. It wasn't just a procedural vote. It was a procedural vote to move forward and fund the military. Funding the military is something that is popular and necessary in every district in America. It's the easy stuff.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane. Uh-oh, something seems to be on the mattress and growing. That is not a good sign.
Hundreds of consumers say that mold started growing on their mattresses. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the mattresses only sold at Costco stores and on Costco.com under the Novaform brand name between January and June of this year could have been exposed to water during manufacturing.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. And on a combined Consumer and Health Watch, a new study finds ultra-processed food and drinks might affect women's mental health. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The foods include artificially sweetened prepackaged soups, frozen pizza, hot dogs, sweets like store-bought cookies and cakes, and drinks such as diet soda. The study shows consuming 9 portions or more a day was associated with a higher risk of depression compared to those consuming 4 portions or less.
Police in Albuquerque say 2 people have now been arrested in connection with that drive-by shooting outside a baseball stadium that killed an 11-year-old boy and prompted New Mexico's governor to issue a controversial gun ban. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five minutes.
It was like a
week.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it was like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
That's so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the last Thursday. Only two shows left until I bid adieu for a little while. I'm feeling a little anxious about it.
Well, being totally honest. I think that would be normal.
Yeah, I keep having labor dreams, so that's weird.
What does a labor dream encompass?
That I dream about being in labor. Pretty straightforward.
Even I got that one, Jen.
Well, no, I didn't know. I mean, is it like, well, does that include delivery? You know, does it include?
Yeah. Well, this one, I think I ended up having, in last night's, I ended up having to, after hours and hours of pushing, ended up having to get a C-section, which has happened to plenty of my friends.
Of course.
So that was last night's. I also wake up in the middle of the night, like, think, just it's just the... We've reached the I've heard so many stories about delivery, about the first 6 to 8 weeks with breastfeeding, with all this stuff. And so now my since we're so close, my imagination and my subconscious is like running all of the scenarios through my head.
I believe it.
And waking me up at night. So that's how I'm doing this morning. Jane Mettner, how are you doing this morning?
I am not having labor dreams.
Have you ever had a labor dream?
I have never had a labor dream. No. I'm good. I am also a little anxious because I'm taking over for you on Monday.
I know.
And we had a little chat with management yesterday and just wanted to see, you know, what my plan is and who's going to be joining me and if there's anything I needed. And I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason. I know, shocking.
Which is funny that you asked for a fruit plate, because isn't that one of your historic, most called-in segments ever? Is
the orange.
You not eating the fruit that you bring to work?
Yes. This is the orange story. Exactly.
And so, all right, well, I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time.
That's true. I have Greg Buck.
And you have Greg Buck. Yes. Greg Buck, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling quite well today, actually. I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. I don't know what that's about, but I'm interested.
Are you?
I am. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
I like that we keep referring to them as management like they do in The Office. It's like, corporate? We got to talk to corporate?
like you always refer to the mayor on Parks and Rec, and you never knew who the mayor was until the last episode. Like, oh, it was Bill Murray. All right, cool.
Who would the surprise is not there because Sage has been on this show and he's been on multiple shows. But if like, who would be Danny DeVito?
Oh, Danny DeVito! I love radio.
Oh, all right. Well, to no one's surprise, in Wisconsin news yesterday, in less than a minute, the GOP lawmakers took zero action on Governor Evers' childcare workforce development proposals, and no one is surprised. We talked about this with CJ Safer yesterday, as far as we all kind of just expected this, and this is the ongoing when Governor Evers calls a special session, they gavel in and out. When they being Republicans, including one that we're going to talk about today, have a new proposal, often Governor Evers is, I'm absolutely going to veto that. and round and round and we round go. We go.
Yeah.
But just to bring you up to speed, it was, I think, Greg, you said this yesterday, Baker's Dozen?
Correct. 13th time.
13th time they have gaveled in and gaveled out after being called to a special session. And yesterday, just as a reminder, it was ordered back in August by Governor Evers to consider childcare and a paid leave program and more money to the UW system and other workforce development programs. And so my question this morning is, what do you think? We talk about this all the time.
Yes.
We talk about nursing. We talk about long-term care. I mean, there was another WPR article this morning saying where they're looking to virtually train 10,000 new caregivers amid job shortages because we're 20,000 caregivers short of where we need to be.
That's not good.
We're short on teachers. We're short. We're engineers. Like, there is so many. And these are also things that take degrees. These are not out of high school. These are not just, there's some trade jobs, obviously, in trade industries, but there's also jobs that, like, you need advanced training. And so my question, 844-967-2789, is what do you think will bolster the workforce?
What do we need? What's it going to take?
What do we need? Is it, because obviously on the Democratic side, there is thoughts about paid leave. There's thoughts about childcare. There's thoughts about actual investment into our UW system. And at least for me, when I hear what the GOP thinks, is tax cuts. And I think that's even what Devin LeMahieu, Senate Majority Leader, said yesterday, is like what they're going to work on is comprehensive tax cuts that make Wisconsin a more appealing place to live. And like for me personally, that does not, like, I have never chosen, as someone who's lived in the two states with the highest taxes.
Right.
And when I moved to Wisconsin, it was like a reprieve. I was like, oh, this is all yeah. I have to pay.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that we're not high. We are. Compare, I mean, if you look at the states,
right,
we are, our tax burden is higher in the top, certainly in the top half, maybe even the top 10 to 15.
I think that's, that sounds reasonable.
But to me, that doesn't move the needle as far as where I would want to live. And so it's hard for me to see the numbers beyond Texas and Florida when those are places that have, Texas has a lot of jobs, has better weather, and there are other factors in that of why people are moving there.
Yes.
Beyond just zero income tax. So we'd love to hear from you as far as what do you think, if we could pick one program to bolster our workforce, what do you think we should invest in? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I think that is the Republicans' answer to everything.
It's tax cuts?
It's tax cuts. It is. That's why I just don't see any other policies other than, well, that needs a tax cut. What's broken over there? Oh, we give him a tax cut. That'll fix it. It's the answer for everything. And while I agree with you that the tax burden in Wisconsin is high, that is
comparatively.
Not, comparatively, that isn't the answer to encouraging young families to move here.
Well, and especially, I mean, when we talk about the tax brackets, it's still that third highest tax bracket that's between $36,000 and $400,000. Like, this is...
It seems like a large bracket.
Maybe we should split that up.
Mm.
Maybe
yes.
We should, like,
I think they're, yes.
Like, under $100,000 and over $100,000.
Yeah.
Like, even that simplistic seems a little bit better than... That is a big range.
That is a huge range.
And it's very... Living off of $60,000 is very different than living off of $350,000.
At least that's what we've heard.
Been told.
Yeah.
I would not know. I've not made $350,000 ever in my life.
I'm right
even,
there.
Even with that tech money, I wasn't making $350,000.
I've walked by a bank. That's about closest I've gotten to $350,000. The other thing the Republicans do besides tax cuts, though, is they always think loosening the restrictions, deregulating. They're always like, if we just deregulate things, then yes, that's also not a thing that's going to attract people.
All right. We have someone who wants to tell us. I'm asking the question again. So CJ from Stoughton, what if you have to pick one program to bolster the workforce? What is it?
Hang on one sec. Sorry, I got some Bluetooth.
Caught on your back foot?
A little bit. I'm a little shocked that you even you took my call, and I do.
We're taking your call, but you got to answer the question.
Okay, can I ask you a question then?
No, you got to answer my question. You at least have to answer my question first. Yes.
After I answer?
If it's not a totally different topic.
All right. Well, the mere fact that you claim that the Republicans want to cut Social Security.
I never said that. We never said that. We were talking about state Republicans, and we're talking about cutting taxes in our state. We're not talking about federal Congress. We're not talking about Social Security at all.
Well, I think it all leads to that.
Okay, so are you going to answer my question, CJ?
State taxes? Pardon me?
Are you going to ask, what would actually bolster our workforce?
That's the question, CJ.
Well, it does. When you cut taxes, it increases revenue.
So that's your answer. So you think cutting taxes... So that's fine. That's your answer. You think that by cutting taxes, we will bolster the workforce. That's great.
It draws businesses, and cutting taxes and reducing the cost and consolidating government. You talk about reducing restrictions. Sometimes, yes, I think that is something that needs to be addressed, you know, as far as regulations go for businesses and things. But you don't realize how many single small LLCs. I'm sure Devil's Radio is an
Civic
LLC.
Media Radio.
And I'm sure they used every bit of the Trump tax cuts and Wisconsin's tax cuts.
I don't think we were existent. Civic Media Radio wasn't around during the original tax Trump cuts. Not established yet.
Yeah, they used the tax cuts that were implemented, though. I guarantee it. And if you ask your business owner, they would. It creates, just like when Ronald Reagan, that's why he's the greatest conservative president ever. He brought revenues back. He reduced the marginal tax rates by exponential amounts, but it ended up creating more revenue. And unfortunately, Tip O'Neill and the Democrats were more than willing to spend more than that. But the mere fact that it does create revenue.
All right, there we go. So that's CJ's answer. CJ thinks that by cutting taxes, that is the best way to bolster our workforce and get people in the state and cover some of these shortages across industries. What do you think? 844-967-2789. What do you think that the best thing that we can do to get people in nursing, get people in child care, get people in teaching? All these different industries that we're saying that we need more folks. Is it tax cuts? Is it better pipelines through the UW system? Let us know what policy you think actually would move the needle. 844-967-2789. So we're going to keep talking about that on the other side of the break. But we also, there's a new bill. There's new Republican bills talking about tax exemptions for unborn children.
Ah.
And other measures to promote adoption and reduce abortions, as they yesterday wanted nothing to do with funding childcare.
No.
But there's other ideas they have of how you can take care of your children. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, too. But still want to hear from you on whether or not you think that tax cuts bolsters the workforce or other ideas that you might have. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been the
this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 59 overnight under overcast skies. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 60. Mainly clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 76. 70 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Metnair and Greg Bach on the board, and it is my second to last show before I have to go have a baby. And so we're having fun today, having fun tomorrow. A little preview for tomorrow. My husband is going to be here for the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And we're going to take your solicited, we're asking for your advice. As first-time parents, we are asking for you to call in and give us your best advice, or what was the best advice you got when you had kids.
And alternately, don't do this.
Yeah. My cousin stopped by yesterday, and she gave me a little care package and gifts. And one of the things, this is a piece of advice I had not gotten yet, is put the cardboard books in their crib, like, way earlier than you'd think.
Oh, really?
And so with both of her boys, she, like, by the time they were, like, 4 or 5 months, because when they wake up from their nap, they touch the books. They, even though they obviously are not reading, but they just, like,
interact
with books from, like, as early as possible when they're not swaddled. And I was like, no one has given me that piece of advice yet.
That's
a
great idea.
And I will absolutely do that one.
Yeah.
So thank you, Cousin Beth. But yeah, so that'll be tomorrow at 11. We would love to engage with you and hear your advice, as I've shared, you know, basically 6 out of the months. I think I was in my second trimester when we announced on the show. So for the last 6 months, I've been sharing a lot of my pregnancy journey with you. So here's your opportunity to let me know what I should do next.
Good luck.
Good luck. So that's coming up tomorrow. But coming up later today, we have a public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And also Paul Noonan will be here to give us his update with the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers. Because we didn't really talk about the Packers' kind of sad last-minute loss on Monday. So we'll have to debrief it a little bit today. But and then at 10:50, at the end of this hour, we're giving $100 away again, thanks to Auto Glass Giveaway. So listen to the sound of glass breaking. That will be your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. So coming back to the topic at hand, we are talking about the gavel in, gavel out from yesterday, which was expected, and there's nothing very new or revolutionary to say about it, I guess.
They're really good at it.
Well, it depends how you define good, because it actually was 40 seconds.
Well, I know. So that just implies to me that there was more thoughtfulness behind the gavel in, gavel out.
Well, and then also, I think I saw Jesse Apoyan tweet that they didn't technically gavel out. So the session is still open.
How does that work?
I don't know exactly how it works, but she corrected a tweet. She said, correction, they technically did not gavel out, and so the session is still open. And I don't know if that's just semantics, but for whatever, it was worth enough that she felt like she had to correct herself.
Wow.
This is Jesse Apoyan, who now writes, is a Capitol reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But it was about 40 seconds, which I was thinking back to my attempt to stay on a mechanical bull. I don't think I could do 40 seconds on a mechanical bull. So so they would have definitely beat me this time. But in a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said lawmakers in the GOP held body would consider Evers' bill under the normal legislative process, including being referred to a committee. Will it die in committee? Maybe. But
of course.
They didn't say, we're absolutely not doing this. It said, we're going to do this in the normal process.
Okay.
And so, you know, this was under the umbrella of talking about workforce development, whether we're talking about paid leave, we're talking about childcare, talking about UW systems and workforce development programs. And so with that, just wondering what you think would actually move the needle. What would you like to see when it comes to the shortages that we're feeling, whether we're talking about long-term care and the crisis that they're going through because there's not enough staff, whether we're talking about teachers, there's so many different industries that we talk about that need people. And so 844-967-2789, but we did have a follow-up to CJ's thought that it's taxes.
Yep. Our boss, Sage.
Oh!
It's not 1980. Lowering taxes can raise revenue only when taxes are very high. They are at historically low levels today. And we're going to jump right to the phone and talk to Beverly is on the line. What would you like to see happen, Beverly?
Oh, well, great for Sage, and CJ's got it backwards. But there is just one thing that could bolster our workforce, unquestionably.
Okay.
Increase taxes on the rich. Do that, and now you've got money for child care, you've got money for paid family leave, you've got money for workforce development, you've got money for our schools, you got money for our counties. It's a simple answer.
And so do you, because you just feel like it goes to programming. So it comes back to programming and opportunity to have child care funded, schools funded, and just getting people in the workforce who want to be working.
Absolutely. You've got to give the workers a chance.
Do you think,
and history has told us when you give the workers a chance and you give them a fair playing field, the economy will go crazy.
Do you think that does enough to
better? As long as we keep in,
I was going to say, do you think that does enough? Because it also, like, we need more people. And so do you think that alone does enough to attract people to move here?
I'm not convinced we need more people. I'm convinced, I think that if we start encouraging the workforce, those workers will be generated. I don't have the statistics, but I know that there are shortages, but I know there's all kinds of people out there that would like to work if they could get a living wage.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for the call, Beverly.
The education that they need.
Absolutely. We're coming up against a break, so we got to let you go. But thank you for your call, as always. We will keep talking about this, but also, actually, we're going to move on because I want to talk about the other bipartisan bill that got reintroduced, Final Five voting. Do you think it's confusing? I don't, and I'll tell you why. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Two adults are dead and there are serious injuries as a charter bus carrying high school students goes off a New York highway, tumbles down an embankment.
The bus was part of a caravan headed to Greeley, Pennsylvania from the students' Long Island High School. When it crashed, the bus was about 40 minutes from its destination.
CBS News correspondent Michael George. Come Friday morning, the United Auto Workers could be expanding their limited strikes against major Detroit car makers.
They have nice houses, nice yachts. They go on sweet vacations,
And then they have the gall to go on TV and say, we deserve this because of performance.
That at a Chicago Ford plant that could be among the next walkout targets. With a possible government shutdown looming, the White House urges Congress to avoid it with a short-term money bill.
There is no reason for Republicans to shut down the government. House Republicans should stop their partisan games and keep their promises. And also do their jobs.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and they'd slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair, and we got Greg Bach on the board. Jane, what's coming up later today?
If you are a Brewers fan, you can listen to the game live today. Brewers at Cardinals. The game is at 12:15. You can listen live at WRJN, WRCE, and WISS in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. Brewers, how are we doing right now, Greg? Give us an update.
We're doing great. We're about six and a half, seven games ahead. We crushed them last night. It was really, really fun to witness on my phone.
On your phone?
On my phone. Nice. Watching updates because I won't pay for Bally's.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's wrap up with one more text on our topic at the beginning of the hour of workforce development. What actually will move the needle? What do you think? And we have John from the Falls.
John from the Falls checking in. Good morning, everyone. Personally, I would try to strengthen the childcare sector and make it more affordable so that more people can actually accept jobs outside of the home. If CJ really believes tax cuts will help bring more people to the state to work, let's give it a try. Remove all state taxes on the first $40,000 that every person in the state earns and see what happens.
See what happens. I don't know.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But that is, and that technically would be a tax cut for everyone.
It would, yes.
Instead of first $40,000.
Instead of just the really, 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 really rich people.
Well, technically before it was a tax cut for everyone, it was just a very small percentage.
Yeah. To the non-rich people. Yes.
So I wanted to move on because I don't think we can talk about this enough as far as when we try to talk about small D democratic solutions to bipartisanship, to mitigating how polarized we are and how we are in this place where so often we're talking about holding our nose and voting for the person we like the least. The least worst person.
Yes.
So I woke up this morning after my labor dream and it was like 5:45 and I did the thing that you shouldn't do, which is check your phone immediately and start scrolling. And who else did I see but Mr. Jay Weber from Right Wing Talk Radio. And I got this breaking news from him. And he said, ranked choice voting is awful. It's an awful, confusing mess that voters don't really understand and delays results for days. So much is done behind the scenes that it leaves openings for fraud. It's an effing awful idea, and other lawmakers should snuff this out quickly. And this is in response to an article yesterday, or news yesterday, that a bipartisan bill has a renewed effort to introduce ranked choice voting in congressional elections. And we've talked about Final Five voting on this program before. This is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced now, I think, multiple times. And as of yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Madison did revive that effort. And this is specifically with congressional primaries or federal primaries. So for Congress and for Senate, which we would have one for next year.
Okay.
I don't know if this would actually get passed by next year.
Seems unlikely.
But I am a fan. So I am not on Jay Weber's side of this, shockingly.
What?
And I would love to hear from you. I have a little bit of a game of how I would like to explain Final Five voting using Wisconsin's favorite foods.
That's a great idea.
But I would also think, do you think it's confusing? Is Final Five voting in the way that what you know about it, is it confusing? Is it too confusing for us to
grasp?
Think that we could ever consider this as a different model because, you know, the model we're doing right now just works so well and where everyone's so happy with the results that we're getting.
Oh, yes.
But give us a text. I think I have a lot to get through, so I'm not sure we're going to take calls, but shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Do you feel like Final Five voting is too complicated, or is it something that you think that we should work towards? And so just briefly, how this works is it's an open primary. So right now, if you think about it, how we do our primary system, there's a Democratic primary and there's a Republican primary. And the person from each party who gets the most votes in the primary is the one who then is on the general ballot in the fall. And there's one from each party. And then there's independent or third party people who can sometimes get on the ballot. And this new scenario, everyone, no matter their party, would be on the same ballot in the primary.
So Democrats, Republicans, independents.
Everyone. And there isn't just the top Democrat and just the top Republican. So the way I think about this is, let's say we were having a vote of Wisconsin's favorite food.
All right.
So there's 11 different people running. There's 11 different products that are food products that are running to be Wisconsin's favorite food. And they're not separated by, you know, meat versus dairy versus drink. It is just food. Everyone is together.
Everyone is the food.
So we got Brandy Old Fashioned is running.
That's a t-shirt.
This is an order of, this is an alphabetical order of what I chose.
Okay.
You can judge me on which Wisconsin foods I chose as the top 11. There's Brandy Old Fashioned's running. Brats are running. Cannibal Sandwiches are running. They're the underdog. Cheese curds are running. Colby cheese, because everyone is always trying to say that Colby cheese should be Wisconsin's cheese, and then it immediately gets pushed back. We got cream puffs, Culver's butter burgers, custard, general custard, because there's debate over which custard is the best.
Yeah, don't go there.
Fish fry, Kringle, Miller High Life. Spotted Cow decided not to run, so it's just Miller High Life.
Wow.
So this is the open primary. Everyone who votes gets to vote for one.
Only one of the 11 foods. You only get to one.
We're not ranking yet.
Okay.
So, if you were to vote, Greg?
Yeah.
What would be your favorite? To get out of the primary of those 11, who would you vote for?
Because it was the one that I can remember quickest, I'm going to go with Old Fashioned.
Okay, Old Fashioned.
I select a Colby cheese, and I just want to say Cannibal Sandwich needs a better PR team because they got a tough fight.
So that's as simple as it would be in the primary selection. You would go in, you would vote for, it's an open primary, everyone's on there, you vote for your favorite, and then of those, the top five go on to the general.
The top five foods.
So it could be five desserts, it could be five drinks, we don't have five drinks, but it's not by party or, in this example, food type.
Okay.
So, in this next example, so let's say, sorry for both of you, your favorites did not get through.
Bummer.
So this is rigged.
So the five that made it to the general are the Brandy Old Fashioned. Oh, so you used it to get through. Brandy Old Fashioned, brats.
Okay.
Cheese curds.
Okay.
Fish fry, Miller High Life. So now, if we're voting, say it's November, we're voting in the general. Now, when you go in, you're not just voting for one. You're ranking those top five.
I have to put them in order of my favorites.
Yeah. So in this order, Jane, Brandy Old Fashioned, brats, cheese curds, fish fry, Miller High Life, 1 through 5.
I will go Brandy Old Fashioned,
okay,
cheese curds, fish fry. What am I missing?
Brats and Miller High Life.
Brats and Miller High Life.
Yeah, because you don't drink beer. And so I'm going to copy and paste this so I can remember your answers as well, Greg. What rank yours?
Fish fry, brats, cheese curds. What was and the next one and Miller High Life. So
Miller High Life's last.
Yeah.
Brandy Old Fashioned.
Brandy Old Fashioned. Yeah.
Okay, so then that's your vote. Instead of voting for one, you rank five, and this way you know that your vote counts because even if you're top, so like for fish fry for you, if they don't win,
yeah,
then your vote will get counted as far as your second preference.
Oh.
So what happens is, so let's say the votes come in and for easy math, only 100 people voted. Brandy Old Fashioned got 5 votes. Brats got 20 votes. Cheese curds got 25 votes. Fish fry got 35 votes.
Ooh.
Miller High Life got 15. So in that scenario right now, no one has 50. No product has 50. Had any of those products had 50, like 50% or 50 votes, since there's only 100 votes, gotten just straight out that many people were like, this is our number one preference, boom, we have a winner. We have no reallocation of votes.
All right.
Instead, since the top earner so far is first preference only has 35, we take the bottom, which is Brandy Old Fashioned, which only got 5 votes, and we take those 5 votes and we look at who their second preference was, and we give those, we redistribute those. So now, because Brandy Old Fashioned had 1 vote for brats, 2 votes for cheese curds, 1 vote for fish fry, 1 vote for Miller High Life, now everyone's total goes up of the 4 that are remaining. And we keep doing that. So in the next round, Miller High Life, no one still has 50. So the top fish fry now has 36 because they got 1 of Brandy Old Fashioned's votes. So now, Miller High Life, lowest one. Their 16 votes get reallocated, and they look at their second preference. And so we keep going until we get 50. And so basically what happens is people run campaigns instead of just pointing their finger and saying how bad that guy is. They want to run a more positive campaign because if they're not going to be your first favorite, they at least want to be your second favorite.
Yeah.
I get it.
Do you?
I do.
How was that? Without the visuals, with just the verb, just words trying to explain it with food, how'd I do?
I think that was really great.
I enjoyed that lesson completely, but I'm serious. I like that. But here's the thing is, I understand why this confuses Jay Weber.
Yeah, meow. Meow.
I see you on Twitter X.
And so, yeah, so no one, you know, I think this is, the advantages of this, I think, are it cleans up our politics. It gets people's vote that it actually counts. It makes people accountable to the actual person who is the most popular ends up winning versus in the system that we have now, you don't even need 50%. If there's three candidates, you don't need 50%.
Yeah.
What I do think is complicated, what complicates it right now in the way that this bill, I think, is being proposed, is that it would only be for federal seats. And so you're giving the opportunity to, for the clerks, they now have two election systems to run. So I feel, for me, I feel like if we're going to do this, it has to be all or nothing.
All or nothing?
Because it's already, our clerks are so overworked already and under-resourced that to have different voting machines, a different voting tabulation process, and not give them any more resources to actually do both, especially if you think about if we were, say we were magically going to be able to do this next year, that means, you know, what we would do in the primary in August for all eight congressional seats and both primaries for or a primary for a Senate seat would be different than all of the state legislative seats that would be up. And then same thing for the general, it'd be two different voting systems.
Yeah, that's, so like, that's a mess.
That to me, and other states have done it. Maine has done this. Alaska's done this. This was notorious last year when Sarah Palin did not get a congressional seat.
She couldn't believe it.
But I don't know. I'm going to pause there with a couple minutes that we have and see if we have any, did we get any text or if we get any feedback on whether or not I did this well.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 541, instead of ranked choice voting, would Mr. Weber be on board with majority winner 50% plus one and runoff elections?
I would have to ask him.
And then from the 608, final four or five voting is great. It stops us from being held hostage by the small fraction of a fraction that vote in August primaries. Decide elections in November with wider audiences, and let's have candidates that enough people are satisfied with. People can figure it out and will probably find it interesting. Again, that's the food explanation you gave, I think, is the clearest explanation that people can wrap their head around.
So I should make a video about it?
I think you should.
Is that a maternity leave project?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Greg, will you help me write some more jokes to go into it?
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about this because I do think, I mean, I don't know how much legs this has because, like I said, I do think it's complicated to have two different systems running, but I don't think final five voting is complicated. So I reject the premise
it's too
that Jay Weber says it's too confusing for voters. Like, voters are smarter than you give them credit for.
414, real quickly. Good morning. I don't like it because Republicans would never win.
There you go. All right. When we come back, listen to the sound for breaking glass because we're going to do it right now, actually. Breaking glass.
There it
Call
is.
Call now if you want to win $100 and be prepared to tell us what you're going to spend your $100 on. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You can't get enough.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 59. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 76. 70 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. And listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. Glass breaking. all right. Well, we have two callers in line, so there's still time for you to call 844-967-2789. This is when I have voluntarily given myself the very, very difficult job of asking you, how would you spend $100? And then we hear the first three callers, and then I have to make the choice, which has been tough. The last 2 weeks we've done this, this has been very hard. But now I have Jane as a co-host, so I'm going to help. You have to help me.
Okay.
And Greg, you can help too if you want. But
gee, thanks.
It's a lot of responsibility. Do you want that kind of responsibility? I still feel guilt.
Me judging people and their decisions? Of course I love it.
All right. Well, call in. We still need one more caller, but we have two on the phone, 844-967-2789. Let's start with Tom from Grafton. Tom from Grafton, how would you spend $100 if he gave it to you today?
Well, my brother has a 9/11 birthday, and he's always said that since the tragedy of 9/11, you know, 20 some years ago, that it's ruined his birthday. So I'm making a point of taking him out actually this evening for a little birthday gathering, and I'm going to take him to a decent restaurant and stuff. So I would put the money towards that.
Nice.
And I have a nice gift for him too. That's the truth.
Do you have a is it in Grafton, or what would be the restaurant of your choice?
It'll be on the south side of Milwaukee, the suburbs.
Okay. Nice. You want to give him a shout out as one of your favorite restaurants? It's okay if you don't.
The Packing House was very nice on Layton. Very, very good steak.
There you go.
That is a good steak place, Tom. Definitely.
There you go. Yeah. See? People recognize that one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. So, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Hang on, Tom. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up because we'll come back to the person that we choose to get your information. All right. Then we have Scott from Chicago. Scott from Chicago, how would you spend $100?
Morning.
Good morning.
I would actually give it to a friend of mine. She is a human trafficking survivor, and for the last 3 years,